This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, area farmers heard updates on crop insurance and commodity markets this week thanks to a meeting hosted by the First National Bank of Litchfield. Replant options were an important topic of the day as crop insurance agent Eric Hine said a majority of farmers had to replant acres in the spring of 2017.
Last year, with all the rain we had in the spring, there was quite a bit of replant in the area, and a lot of that replant actually ended up turning out pretty good for a lot of the farmers in the area. So this year, there's a lot of agencies out there kind of pushing the replant option again, and so we got a couple different variations of bundles. We call them hail bundles that are offering some pretty good rates, and you can actually get a bigger bang for your buck than you could last year.
And I think these rates, they're pretty reasonable. I don't know if we can talk any numbers right now, but if you would have to replant or if you would unfortunately have a claim on something like this, it's worth your money, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, honestly, the rates haven't gone up that much from prior years. A few of them have actually gone down a little bit. And there's a few companies that are actually offering like $75 replant, which over some other companies that are only offering like 40 or 50. So that replant option makes a big difference if they want that extra coverage.
Does the farmer get to decide what acres they want that coverage on? Do they have to enroll all of their acres? Or talk to us about how they decide or what the coverage includes.
So they actually would want to enroll all of their acres that they want to insure. That's the best way to go about it, so everything will be covered. So if there's rainfall, it goes by the acre. It doesn't go by the farm. So if there's only a certain amount of acres in a field that get hit with hail or wind, those acres are insured for that crop hail policy. So that's a big benefit. It doesn't go by the field. It doesn't have to be an entire field that gets hit, just a portion of it.
In 2017, we said there was a lot of replants, and I know the insurance that you sell, more farmers than just those in Illinois in this area buy it. That was a pretty big percentage who had claims.
Yeah, 80 to 85% of the people that Strategic Farm Marketing deals with, which that's over 10 states, had a claim on the replant. So, yeah, it was definitely a big deal.
Other than the replant coverage options, there's bundle policies. You talked a little bit about those this morning. That's something that has a lot of different coverages all in one, and also a great benefit for farmers.
Yeah, the bundle policy kind of adds your green snap, extra harvest expense, the replant option. There's a 5% to 10% deductible on wind. And also the hail. Yeah, it's a very, very nice little package to kind of give you a good discount on all that coverage.
Obviously, Eric, you can have these conversations one-on-one. That's probably the best way to decide what would work best for somebody on their own farm.
Yeah. If someone would come in and bring in, you know, their crop history, their production history over the last few years, we can input that into a program that we have. And it kind of outlays a whole grid and shows you where if your bushels were 130 bushels per acre and the price goes up to $7, we can figure out where you're going to be profitable with insurance and where you can lose money. And so it's kind of nice if you bring in those APHs, we can kind of sort out what will benefit the farm the best.
I guess now would be the time to be having those conversations. There are a couple of deadlines approaching.
Yes, actually production for people that have ARP, that actually comes up February 15th, so a couple weeks away. And then for sales closing, that's actually March 15th. So if someone already has insurance but they want to make some adjustments and changes, they have till March 15th to make those adjustments.
Eric, if farmers would like to talk to you, if they don't stop by, maybe some other contact info for you at the bank?
Yeah, they can reach me at the bank. 324-2105, just ask for me. Usually I pick up or one of the ladies in front pick up. So if they want to have a conversation, they can get a hold of me or they can call the home office, Strategic Farm Marketing, up in Champaign. And that number is 356-0046.
Eric Hine with the First National Bank of Litchfield, and we'll have more ag news following these messages. The Illinois Department of Agriculture has increased the number of certified livestock manager training workshops planned for this year. There will be a total of 12 workshops held throughout the state. They provide Illinois livestock producers the manure management training they need to meet the requirements of the state's Livestock Management Facilities Act. The workshops will be held February 7th through March 14th, and those are scheduled for Nashville, Sycamore, Freeport, Morrison, Bloomington, Galesburg, Pittsfield, Effingham, Breeze, Benton, and there will be two workshops held in Springfield. The Livestock Management Facilities Act of 1997 requires facilities with 300 or more animal units to have at least one employee certified in proper manure handling procedures. In facilities with 300 to 999 animal units, the employee must attend a workshop or pass the Illinois Department of Ag Certified Livestock Manager exam. Employee facilities with 1,000 or more animal units, they must do both to achieve certification. To register for a workshop, you can call 217-244-9687 or register online at regonline.com/CLMT2018. The cost is $35. If more than one employee signs up for the same farm, each additional registration is just $25. In other news, a new website has been developed by the U.S. Department of Agriculture that offers a one-stop shop for farmers to conduct business with the USDA. While visiting Michigan this week, Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue unveiled the website, farmers.gov. The USDA describes the website as a streamlined single point of online access to ag programs and information, tools, and personal advice for agriculture. Perdue told the Michigan Farm Bureau the website will help producers complete paperwork without taking a big chunk out of their day. The website gathers together the three agencies of USDA's Farm Production and Conservation Mission Area. Those include the Farm Service Agency, the Natural Resources Conservation Service, and the Risk Management Agency. USDA says new functions will be added soon, including an interactive calendar, an online appointment feature, digital forms, and a business data dashboard. Looking at community events, don't forget the Staunton FFA Alumni Association is hosting a dinner auction this Saturday that will be held at the Crystal Ballroom in Staunton. Doors open at 4 p.m., and if you haven't got your tickets yet, they are still available at Bill's IGA, Due to Ace Hardware, and Prairie Town Feed Service. And CNB Bank and Trust is hosting farm succession planning seminars. Those will be held at four different locations on February 12th and 13th. To RSVP, call the bank at 217-854-4215 or register online at cnbil.com. And that does it for today's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.